Rumply Crumply Stinky Pin by Lawrence Anholt.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
There once was a country where everyone had silly names. They were called Mrs. Mouse Dropping or Roland Camelbelly, and they called their children Little Custard Lump or Teeny Tiny Toenail Clipping. But the person with the silliest name of all was the king himself, and he was very proud of it. His full title was His Royal Niceness Marvin Eggbeard Pyjama Dance Bird Whistle Gorman Geek Bobber Job Knee Pickle Burp Glub Glub Globber Blobbin E Woomph Paint Your Mother Green Junior the Third, which is a pretty good name for a king. Now, in this country lived a miller by the name of Eyebrow Snail Socks. Eyebrow had a beautiful daughter who he was always boasting about. "Not only is she beautiful," he would say, "but she is clever too. My daughter can do anything. Why, I bet she could make string vests out of spaghetti." "Don't be silly, Daddy," the girl would say, and everyone who knew old Eyebrow only laughed. But one day, the king, whose name I have mentioned, heard of Eyebrow's idle boasts. "Send your daughter to me," he ordered. "Let's see how clever she really is." The miller was very frightened, and his daughter began to shake and weep into her apron, but the king's order had to be obeyed. Before she left, Eyebrow promised to buy his daughter anything she wanted.